CPAC 2021, here are the lies Donald Trump told. Florida, USA, February 28, and culprit displaying to U.S. former President Donald Trump is seen outside that Hyatt Regency Hotel during the conservative political action conference in Orlando, Florida, United States on February 28, 2021. Photo by Eva Mary Uzike Trickle Agency via Getty Images. Donald Trump clung to his core election falsehoods in his first post-presidential speech, wrongly blamed wind power for the catastrophic power failures in Texas, and revived a variety of the baseless claims that saturated his time in office on immigration, the economy, and more. The look at the Trump remarks Sunday at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Trump assailing Democrats on energy policy, the windmill calamity that we are witnessing in Texas. It's so sad with the look at it. That will just be the start. Trump on President Joe Biden. He wants windmills that don't work when you need them. The facts: windmill calamity is a false categorization. The power outages during the severe February storm in Texas were primarily due to failures in natural gas, coal, and nuclear energy system, not wind and solar. Those traditional sources were responsible for nearly twice as many outages and frozen wind turbines and solar panels, according to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which operates the state's power grid. ERCOT reported that of the 45,000 total megawatt of power that were offline statewide during the winter storm, about 30,000 consisted of thermal sources, gas, coal, and nuclear plants, and 16,000 came for renewable sources. Wind only supplies about a quarter of electricity in Texas. It's not like we were relying on it to ride us through this event. Rhodes, a research associate at the Weber Energy Group at the University of Texas at Austin, said of wind power, nor would it have been able to save us even if it were operating at 100% capacity right now. We just don't have enough of it. Wind power comes from tributes, not windmills. Windmills, grid grain, Trump. Election. The Trump had we had a fair election. That result would be been much different. Trump, you cannot have a situation where ballots are indiscriminately pouring in from all over the country, where illegal aliens or dead people are voting. The election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it. Trump and Democrats, they just lost the White House. I may even decide to beat them for the third time. The facts, all of this is flatly wrong. It is true that the High Court did not intervene because the judges, Trump nominees among them, saw no one to. We didn't win the election. It was run and counted fairly. His victory was affirmed in Congress with Trump's vice president presiding over the processes in the center in the hours after the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection by mob stoked by Trump. Trump allegations of massive voting fraud were either refuted by brushed off as groundless by the variety of judges, state election officials, and arms of our own administration's Homeland Security Department and his own attorney general. His campaign lawsuit across the country were thrown out of court or otherwise come on nothing. Yeah, if you speak about Trump means economy, we build the strongest economy in the history of the world. The facts, no, the numbers show it wasn't the greatest in US history, much less in the history of the world. He was actually the first president since Herbert Hoover in the Depression to leave office with fewer jobs than when he started. The U.S. did have the most jobs on record before the pandemic, but population growth explains part of that. The 3.5 unemployment rate before the pandemic included recessions with a half century low, but the percentage of the people working or searching for a job was still below 2000 peak. Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Romer looked at Trump economics growth record. Growth under Trump averaged 2.48% annual before the pandemic, only slightly better than 2.41 gains achieved during Barack Obama's second term. By contrast, the economy expansion that being in 1982 during Ronald Reagan's presidency averaged 4.2% a year. Guys, thank you for listening my podcast. Yeah, it's our podcast. Yeah, thank you for listening. If you got any value, just feedback on it. Yeah, just tell me what type of content shall I do. And yeah, guys, only once we are gonna live. While we are dying, nothing to do with the people feelings, so fuck it. Yeah, peace out. Live your life. Enjoy. Take a rest on yourself. Work for you, don't work for others. if you work on your business, means you will become a financially free, maybe, if you work on. Yeah, thank you.